وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at traits and virtues that if I and you adopt, it should make us better human beings in terms of dealing with other people and maintaining their right, or rights, I should say. So in the previous episodes, we mentioned a few, and today, inshallah, with the time we have, we want to mention a few others. One of the most important traits that we also need to have and need to train ourselves to have in terms of dealing with other people and maintaining their rights and maintaining human rights in general, is to be optimistic. And being optimistic is easy said than done. Again, with a lot of, as like, or like any or many other concepts that we have. Being optimistic means that you look at the cup half full, not half empty. We live in a world where negativity seems to be the trend these days. Doom and gloom is the trend, where people constantly negative, people constantly looking at the world in a dark sight, and they're looking at the world in a dark way, and there is, as if there is no hope, humanity is doomed, we are doomed, and I'm doomed, and we, you know, you get the hint, right? So as a human beings, we need to be optimistic. We need to have, as we say in Arabic, tafa'ul and amal. A believer, a mu'min, always looks at the bright side of things, not the dark side of things. Because looking at the dark side of things and looking at the negative aspects of things, it will definitely affect how I see myself and how I see other people. How many times have you heard from your friends or the people around you, they're constantly saying, humans like this, men like this, women like this, and we just keep dissing one another. We keep negatively blaming and complaining about one another. And we look at all the human beings in a bad eye. So sometimes one person does something wrong by me, and I generalize that to an entire race, our entire nation. And especially when we are traveling from one country to another country, and then you face one taxi driver who takes more than what he should have taken, and then I say, oh, these people, all thieves. That's just a negative way of looking at things. So it does affect. And when it does, and it takes over me, and then I start to generalize and try to blame an entire race or an entire group or what have you, then I'm actually oppressing them. Even from the perspective of jurisprudence, some of the ulama say this is a generalized ghiba. You're doing ghiba, backbiting, to an entire race. Why? Because you were so negative towards one person. Negativity in a mu'min, in a believer, is not required at the hardest of times, the worst of times. A person could be, he still needs to have the hope and optimism in things that will change. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. Let us take a short break and inshallah we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So just before the break, we were saying that the human being needs to be optimistic, needs to have a bit of hope in life, needs to look at the cup half full. Because having such mentality, it will make life a lot easier. Whatever problem I will face, if I have this mentality of being positive all the time, and looking at things in a good way, it will ease my pain and my problems, especially when it comes to dealing with other people. Because the reality is, I don't live amongst angels. I don't live amongst prophets and infallibles. I live amongst humans. I live amongst the good and the bad, the believers and disbelievers, the good doers and the bad doers. So there's good and there's bad. And that's a fact we have to accept. When I come to deal with the bad ones, I need to have that optimism that things will change, things will be better. So looking at the bright side of things is actually a trait of the believers. It was narrated from Isa alayhi salam. He was walking with his disciples and they saw a corpse and they saw a corpse of a pig. And Isa said to them, "What do you see?" And each one of them was picking a negative aspect of that dead body. One said, "What an awful smell it has." One said, "What an awful look it has." And each one just kept saying, when they finished, he said to them, I don't know if one of them asked him, "What do you see?" He said, "Look at how bright his teeth is." So Isa alayhi salam neglected and overlooked all the negative aspects of that pig, and he looked at the brightness of his teeth. That means positivity and being optimistic is a trait of the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he went to Ta'if, which is a city, I don't know, far away from Medina or from Mecca, to preach Islam, he was welcomed with stones and sticks and children trying to harm him. And they threw so much stones at him, he was bleeding from head to toe. So he went and he sat under a tree. Jibra'il came to him. He said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, I have an authority right now to demolish this entire city. I can flip it from head to toe. I can just destroy them with a blink of an eye for your sake. You give me the word and you see what I do to them." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he could have said, yeah, they were bad to me, do it. He said, no, don't do it. He said, "Oh Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. أَخْفِرْ لِقَوْمِ فَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They don't know. They don't know good from bad. They don't know what's good for them. They don't know who I am. They don't know this messenger of Islam. So it's natural for them to face me with this kind of..." So I said, "Oh Allah, actually forgive my people." He said, "They are mine. Do not harm them." So that is what being optimistic is about. Being hopeful is all about. So when we look at one another, we need to look at each other with that kind of optimism and hopefulness. This trait should make this world a much better place. Inshallah, we will continue. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآله.